Good afternoon from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. This is the Eye in the Sky forecast. After a flawless September day yesterday, we have another nice day on our hands as it remains mild, mainly dry, but with a bit more cloud cover. Yesterday's transient area of surface high pressure has moved northeast into Nova Scotia. Our region continues to see the effects of this feature as it remains mostly dry today, but moisture is streaming into the area from the southeast as a weak tropical system moves relatively far off the Jersey Shore. Other than the chance of a stray shower over far southern Vermont and south the Adirondacks, it remains dry today. Highs this afternoon crest in the 70s, with the warmest readings coming over the deeper valleys north and west due to less cloud cover than southern areas. Dew points rise a bit today into the lower to mid 60s, making for a bit of a heavy feel to the air, but nothing comparable to summertime humidity. A mild night is on tap, as a warm air mass lingers overhead, making for lows only in the upper 50s to mid 60s. Tomorrow provides the most active weather until the middle to end of next week, but it will be far from a washout. A weak cold front sags southeast of the international border and takes over northern areas by midday tomorrow. The front continues to sag south through the rest of the daylight hours. This feature only provides a chance of widely scattered showers through tomorrow evening, north to south, with a chance of a few rumbles of thunder. Highs tomorrow will be a bit cooler than today, but still comfortable as they remain in the 70s. The air mass behind tomorrow's front makes for a chilly night, as lows tomorrow night will be a good 10 to 15 degrees cooler than tonight, and dip into the 40s to lower 50s. Skies become mostly clear tomorrow night, setting the stage for a great end to the weekend. Although a bit cooler than today and tomorrow, delightful weather comes on Sunday, as strong high pressure starts to take control of the weather throughout all of the Northeast. Winds will be light on Sunday with lots of sunshine, accompanied by highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. This makes for a perfect day to go pick some apples or work in your late-season garden. If you plan on going for a big hike, you will be rewarded as some great views will be offered as colors are starting to show here in the northern mountains. We are in for a treat when it comes to the weather for the start to the middle of next week, as strong high pressure at the surface and aloft remains overhead. Mostly sunny and dry conditions are offered Monday until at least late in the day on Wednesday, with a warming trend as some highs in the lower 80s make a return over the deeper valleys on Tuesday and Wednesday. Breezy south winds develop for the middle of the week, especially over the north to south oriented valleys, including the Champlain Valley. A cold front crosses the region Wednesday night into Thursday and allows for a much cooler air mass to take over and ushers in the return of unsettled conditions. Therefore, highs in the 70s and lower 80s quickly fade away for the end of the week into next weekend. This likely gives us our biggest taste of fall weather thus far. Checking out the forecast details, this afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds with more sun north, a slight chance of a stray shower south of the Adirondacks and south of Rutland, even warmer with highs in the mid-70s to around 80, warmest over the western valleys, south winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour, with a few higher gusts west of the Green Mountains. Tonight, partly cloudy with more clouds south, a slight chance of a passing shower north, mainly over northern New York, mild, lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s, south winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour, with a few higher gusts over the Champlain Valley. Tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered showers north of the international border, spreading south through midday, possibly a few rumbles of thunder, warm and a bit muggy with highs in the mid-70s to around 80. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly clear with any scattered showers, mainly south, ending before midnight. Cooler, lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s, closer to 40 in the cooler spots of the Adirondacks. Sunday, mostly sunny and dry, a nice fall day, Arizona Morning Valley fog, cooler, highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye in the Sky.